Let's just continue to worship him this morning. Father, we worship you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We're here to worship you today. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Ooh. Let's just stay in this presence for a few moments and let's lift up our hands. Don't go too far, Christy. I may have you sing that again. There's a part of worship where it's intimate and it's between your heart and His heart. And that requires not just the words, but the letting go of your heart, your expression of love to Him. Those are moments that can change you, that can transform your life, your future. In those intimate moments with Him, He can fix many things, a brokenness in you. But many people who are broken or hurt, they don't worship God from their heart. They don't open up and allow Him to come in because they won't go into Him. The word says, as you draw nigh unto Him, He draws nigh unto you. And there's moments of worship where it's so intimate, it's so vulnerable, it so makes you open to being rejected. And when I first started to worship God, I had a hard time saying from my mouth, I love you. And I was shocked. Like, why is it so hard for me to say I love you to God? And He had to woo me in to say it's safe for you to love me because I won't reject you. And I think in this moment, He's asking for us just to take a few moments, and I'll have Christy sing that again. And as she does, let's just open up our hearts, or let me say this, let's each of us individually take this moment, open up our heart to Him, and just trust Him that He's not going to reject you. You are His child. He won't reject you. He won't dismiss you. It is what means the most to Him in this life is those moments of you connecting with Him in that real special intimate level. So however you want to worship, you can stand, you can sit, you can lift your hands or not, but let's just focus our heart and take the thoughts of the day, the thoughts of busyness, the cares of this world. Let's put it aside and let's just take a few moments and just connect with Him at an intimate level. I love you, Father. And don't be afraid.
I live to worship you.
Jesus. Father, we glorify you and magnify you. We exalt you and worship you. You're worthy of all praise and glory. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. You're worthy to be praised and glorified. You're worthy to be magnified. I love you. I love you. I exalt you. I love you. I worship you, Father. I worship you, Father. Exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
To worship you.
worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. We lay everything else down. To worship you I live. To worship you.
Worship you, Father. Glorify you. We magnify you. We worship you. You're worthy of all praise and glory. We exalt you. I worship you. I love you. I worship you. Magnify you. Stay in this atmosphere. We're not changing direction. But he's asking for a little bit of time with you today. So if you would, just make sure you close your phone. Put aside any cares or thoughts that are in your mind, and let's keep worshiping just from our heart. As you get closer to him, it forces you to let go of your pride. As you get closer to that love and that intimacy, you find that there's nothing you can do to earn it. You can't offer him any gift, any life, any work. There's nothing you can offer him to earn this time with him. And you also learn that there's nothing you can do, no failure, no mistakes, no brokenness that could make him walk away from you. That's his love. The outward man, you'll never understand this love. And that's why there's times of worship where you may not feel that connection. But make no mistake about it. When you say, I love you, you're fellowshipping with your Father. So let's cast everything aside, every weight, every snare, every thought. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Don't worry about your bills. Don't worry about your needs. If your phone is buzzing, put it over underneath your seat, whatever you have to do. But let's just take a few more moments and heart to heart, just tell him, spirit to spirit. Allow yourself to bathe in his presence. We worship you. I love you. I magnify you. You're worthy to be praised and glorified. We exalt you. Lord, I exalt you. I worship you. So grateful for you. I love you. I worship you. I exalt you. Magnify you. Glorify you. I worship you, Lord. Worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I love you. I love you. I glorify you, magnify you. I magnify you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I exalt you. You're everything to me, Father. You're everything to me. You're all that I have. You're all that I am. I'm nothing without you. I have nothing without you. You're my life. I'm yours. You're mine. I love you. I worship you. I love you. I worship you. Thank you, Father. I exalt you. Above all names, above all things. My life is yours, it's in your hands. My future, it's yours. You guide my steps. I have no fear that you will abandon me, because you're a good father. I refuse to let fear stop me from worshiping you. You're worthy of all praise and glory. I love you. I love you. I love you. I worship you and exalt you and magnify you. I worship you. Jesus, thank you. You made your Father my Father. I worship you. I worship you, Father. I love you. I yield to you. All my life, every day. Every moment in the future I give to you. I'm yours. I yield over to you. I trust you. I worship you. I love you. I worship you. Magnify you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, I love you. So thankful for you. Worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. you, Father. Glory to God. Father, we take every care, every worry about our future, every need we have, every fear, and Father, we cast them to you. We let go of those things so we can worship you. Presence right now for all to receive. Your provision is flowing in your presence. Your mercy and grace, your forgiveness is flowing freely in your presence. We partake of you, Father. We receive from you all that we need this morning. Receive hope, strength, courage. We receive that from you. Stay in his presence. We're in no hurry. This is a moment between you and him. There's no one else in the room but you and him. In this throne room, it's just the two of you. Let him strengthen you. Let him touch you. Let him bless you. Let him prove to you that he loves you. Thank you.
Thank you.
offer.
Just stay in His presence. We're not going to do anything different today. We're going to stay out of His way. I feel His healing presence is coming to each of us. I can tell you right now, I feel a pressure on my head that's lifting off of someone. Someone's having a hard time swallowing. That's being healed right now. There's a knee that's being healed. You can just receive that where you are. But there's so much more being done in His presence. Just from you being in His presence. These are things that He desires to do. It tells us to be diligent to enter into His rest. And as we enter into His rest, it means that we have to let go of trying to do things. Many people get exhausted living for God because they haven't let themselves come to a place of vulnerability where all they can do is Him. All they care about is Him. Not giving Him, not living for Him, not doing for Him, but Him. Yes, the doing will come out of that, but many people, they never enter into a rest where they can just sit in His presence. And right now, because of His grace, the natural mind is being quieted. For some of you, it's the first time your natural brain is just shut up for a month. And right now, it's just being quieted so you can spirit to spirit from your inner man connect with Him. And you find that you really are at peace. You find that there really is no fear for your future. You find that there is nothing to be ashamed of from your past. He's what matters. Father, we love you. Shotarasi. Love you. Exalt you. Love you, Father.
To worship you.
Father, we let go of every hurt, every anger, every bit of pride in our life that we have towards someone else. We let go of our rights to rule over people or be ruled by anyone. You are all that we need. Father, you're all that we have. Who are we to hold hurt, pride, self-strength? Who are we to say we earned or we performed? Who are we to say we did this or that you blessed us because of something we did? We're amazed at your love. We're amazed and embarrassed that we can have your love and receive of your presence. So right now we let go of every bit of pride, self-strength, every bit of courage that we can muster up. And I hear from the Lord something along this lines. He would say to you, for you to come with me where I want you to go, you're going to need to rely wholly and solely on me as your strength, on me as your courage, on me as your provider, on me as your hope. Come to me. Live in me. All that I promised you, it's my responsibility to bring that to pass through you. It's not your responsibility to bring it across for me. Enter into my rest. Make that your focus. How do I enter into your rest, Father? How can I live every day in your rest? And many, many wonderful things while you're in resting with me are being done. And the world will know that only I, your Father, could have done that through you. Father, we let go of our life, our plans, and we live by your plans, your direction. We're yours. And we look to the left and to the right and we say, forgive me. And to the left and the right and we say, I forgive you. And to you, Father, we receive our strength and our hope and our courage. Our life is in your hands. Thank you, Father. Thank you for washing us today of all unrighteousness. Thank you for cleansing us today of all brokenness. Thank you, Lord, for letting us free from unworthiness. Because no one is worthy except for Jesus. So because of him, because of Jesus, because of the righteousness that you gifted to me, I have a right to receive from you, and only because of that righteousness.